All right, so this video, I wanted to talk about the first time I realized that the first time I fully realized that prostitutes were just the better deal. Okay, and when I say, I mean like the right hookers. See, this was, okay, when I'm talking about this topic, I'm talking from, 2021? I'm talking from about 10 years ago. Like, this is before OnlyFans and Instagram. It was still online dating, but online dating wasn't what it is now. And nowhere near what it is now. This is before bitches really knew how dumb some guys could be. So, with the first time when I fully realized that hookers were just, for most guys, a good hooker would be just a better option. I don't know. So if you're watching this, you may not remember. So I'll briefly go over that past of how I got into fucking hookers. So the first hooker that I fucked, you know, in the formal sense of prostitution, right? It was in college. I was in college, and there was this girl I knew. She would like, and this and don't get me wrong, I'm not special. This happens a lot more than the average guy would think or know about. This girl wanted to suck my dick to give her rides. I always had a car. She wanted to suck my dick to give her rides to the grocery store or to pick up a pair of shoes or whatever the fuck, right? So I was like, okay, cool, you know. And that was the deal. She would text me or call me like it ran. Or some, I remember a few times she was even stranded at a gas station. She probably fucked up with somebody else and needed me to come get her. And then I take her to wherever I was, like, I let my friends use her or something like that. long story short, she would want to pay with blowjobs or sex to get around town. A lot of girls do this. Okay. I'm not special. A lot of girls a lot more girls than you would think do it. They'll pay with sex to get rides to work or rides wherever the fuck, right? Bitches will get into relationships to mask it just because they need a ride somewhere. What happened was, like, she was a young, cute girl. She was maybe, she was like 19 or 20, and she was cute. And I remember she started to party and she got into drugs and she got into doing heroin. And I had just got a nice car. This is just a brief overview. I just got a nicer car than I had before. The first decent car I had was a Dodge Stratus. Then the next car I had that was a nicer car was a Chrysler 200. And it was a newer car. It was a much newer car. And it was nicer and newer. And I didn't want to get in trouble but getting caught with drugs in my car. So I said, okay, this is what we do. I told her, I got this car. I'm not trying to get in trouble. How about this? I'll just come and give you $10. That way you can find somebody else to actually go take you to go pick up drugs or be running around with drugs so I don't get caught with that in my car. And she agreed. So she would text me random times asking if she could suck my dick and blah, blah. And I go, you know, just go with $10. And she'd suck my dick with $10. Well, when I the first time I fully got aware, the first time I was coming to at full peace with it, because you got to understand, man, I was what, 24 and 26, can't remember that exact age. There was still like this slight bit of shame in myself for fucking hooker, for paying for sex like that directly. There was still a little bit of shame, but it was $10 for a blowjob. So it's like, yo, that's cheaper than taking a bitch out to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? When you factor in everything, especially if you wasn't hungry. So I remember the first time I became fully at peace with it, where I used to live in Dayton, Ohio, there was this river that went, you know, not through the middle of the city, but like right on the outside of the city. And I lived right on the river, and I was getting ready to go for my evening run. I used to run 6 miles in the morning, and 6 miles at night. And I was going for my 6 miles at night run. And I had already left her, came back home and changed, blah, blah, blah. And while I was stretching, it hit me. I was like, yo, I said this to myself. I go, it was a Friday night. It's a Friday night. There's getting ready to be dudes. They're getting ready to go pay $10 just for the entry fee to get into a club or a popular bar. Then they're going to be spending $8 a drink at the bar. They're going to be out there dancing with a headache, drinking shitty liquor, you know, in hot, cramped places. compete. It's gonna be 10 guys competing for every one girl. They get ready to go through all this stress. Then they had to spend money on wearing, you know, nice clothes to go out and to try to look good for bitches, and they're gonna be in there dancing, and they had to you spray some cologne on that's gonna cost some money. So these dudes spent all the time and effort and stress and money that was spent in going out to that club, dude. Like you'd be better off just buying a hooker. So when I thought about that, I was like, yo, there's gonna be guys out there right like tonight that's getting ready to do all that for a chance at some whore that's been ran through by 50 other dudes earlier that week. And I'm thinking like, yo, and I just got all that for $10. Yo, like, and the thing is, like I said before, man, like that happens a lot with women who will, they get blowjobs just to get rides to work or rides to the grocery store. That even older women, it happens. Like it happens every, like it happens a lot more than you think. Yeah, that was when it first dawned on me that, yeah, and I became at peace with it. I got more at peace with it. Like, yo, like this is the better deal. And that's why I tell so many people now, most guys, okay, unless you find a woman who's trying to come bring you some food, who will open up and say, I want to cook for my man, I want to clean for my man, shit. Like, unless you find a woman like that, trust me, man. Like, you, most guys out there, you'd be happier with a couple good, reasonably priced hookers and a dog for companionship. And your life will be so much better fulfilled after that. I'm telling you, like, that whole thing of hunting down a bitch to marry and all this shit. No, man, don't that's just going the whole wrong way. It's her job to hunt you down. You don't do that. You hunt down pussy, but don't hunt down to try to, you know, get a bitch to cohabitate with you and shit like that. That's woman's job. But yeah, now that was the first time it hit. That was the first time it dawned on me when I was becoming more at peace with it, I should say. Because I always knew it was the better deal, but I just wasn't. Because, you know, when you grow up, and the world tries to, like, demonize men for doing this shit. And that's all because, okay, and the secrets to why that is because it's other men secretly trying to feed women what they think they want to hear because they think it's going to give them a better shot at their pussy later. Like, guys don't understand how much they do this shit, for real. Like, I never understood how much I did it when I was younger. I mean, really think about this other topic too. Like, why do you treat a woman any nicer or any better? Like, why? For real, think about this shit. Like, why do you ever treat a woman a little nicer or a little better? I say that there's a decent amount of percentage is because you just don't want to get into an argument with a bitch because bitches are usually stupid as fuck. I say that's about 20% of it. But 80% of it for most guys is secretly. And if they really think about it and really break it down deep down, 80% of it is that little bit of fear that they might not get pussy out of them later. So they try to leave them in the best mood and all that shit, because they secretly believe to themselves that maybe a week or two, a month, 6 months, I might get pussy out of her. So when you deal with bitches, treat them like you know you ain't getting. Treat them like you know you don't want any pussy out of them, and that's gonna make you so much more desirable to them. Because so many dudes walk up to them and treat them like they want pussy out of them. And bitches know it. Like, treat them like you don't want pussy out of them. I'm thinking about this one girl right now, man. I went out with a buddy of mine. It was one of his friends. Cute little Russian girl. And we got on, like, slight topics like this red pill shit. And I told her, I was like probably like this far away from her face. Because we was playing pool and shit. And my buddy, he was, you know, hitting the ball somewhere, and I was talking to her, and we got on this topic. See, because like I say, bitches know all this. Bitches are born with red pill shit. Bitches just don't have identifying definitions for alpha, beta, sigma, blah, 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 you know, beta orbiter. Bitches are born into red pill knowledge. They don't No, their old thing is they just don't apply actual terminology to it, but they know what it all is, right? So I remember I told her, I said, because we got to talk about men and women. I said, like, yo, like I'm happy, like I am much happier alone. I would rather just sit up with my PlayStation or just buy a hooker. And she gave me one of them looks like not like disgust, but like she gave me one of them looks like, uh-oh, he figured it out type shit. And it was some other shit that happened. I ain't gonna go into that. But yeah, like bitches know, man. When it comes to this shit, bitches know. That whole man looking for woman to marry shit, that ain't nothing but all woman heard was free ride out of that shit, all right? So the moral to this story is this. When you thinking about a woman and you thinking about the actual exchange of value and what shit is worth, look at that woman and imagine that her pussy, all her wet, warm holes are sewn shut, right? Or better yet, imagine that the bitch is like Rogue from X-Men, like she can't even touch you, right? And so that way you only see her for her fucking character, right? Only like don't look at bitches like you trying to get sex out of them. Look at her like she's a fucking like she's another fucking man, like she's another man, right? Look at her like she's a dude and see what kind of actual traits and qualities that she would bring into your life. And if she, like most women just don't even know how to be anything more than their vagina. All right. So a lot of like, and this is why I tell so many guys before, 9 out of 10 women would just at least are worthless in the world to you. At least nine out of 10 are completely worthless. The only thing that gave them any values is because they was a little pretty. They had long hair and they had a light voice. And it triggered that fucking protector mode in your brain. 9 out of 10 bitches just ain't worth it. Like I said, if you looking for a woman to be in your life, first strip out sex. The possibility of fucking her face and all that shit, like strip out all of that from your head and deal with her like another guy in your life, right? And if those characteristics do not validate her staying in your life, then just cut her out. Because after that, all right, you would seriously with all the pain, stress, heartache, trouble, blood, sweat, and tears you gonna put into that shit, you would have been much better off just going off and finding a hooker, fucking her, having fun with her, and then getting rid of her when you're done with her. You would have been much better off, man. Trust me on that. That's my moral of the story. Now, there's a woman who you come across and she's like upfront, like, yeah, like I want to cook something for you. I want to do this for you. And then y'all hanging out, she's just picking up stuff for you and cleaning and moving a chair for you. And if she's doing that stuff for you, yeah, then keep her alone. See that character. You see what I'm saying? That character. I fucked up. My first decent girlfriend I had, I fucked that up. Because she would do that. She was like my girl now. She would come over, she would cook food all the time, she wouldn't stay. If I came late somewhere, she would go off and grab me a chair, come sit it down next to her and all that. Yeah, see, that's the one you want. If that bitch in your life ain't doing this, do you know where you stand with her, man? Don't lie to yourself, all right? I'm not saying get rid of her, but you know where you stand with her. Anyway, that's the video. I'm going to do a live stream tonight because I was going to do a live stream last night. But I was working on setting up because somebody kept sending me Streamlabs shit. So I finally set up the Streamlabs thing, which y'all know I ain't the best with setting this shit up. So I hope I did it right. So I'm going to do a live stream definitely tonight at around like usually 7 or 8 my time, Prague time. So, yeah, for everybody who watched this, thanks for watching. And I'll see you later, man. And hopefully you guys can catch the live stream either tonight, or if you don't catch the live stream tonight, then I'll just put the live stream up on Patreon. Sometime over the weekend. But yeah, man, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day. Bye.